This is the Norton and Hales Cricket Club Podcast. Welcome to episode 10 of the Norton and Hales Cricket Club podcast. This evening I am joined by a relatively new member to the Norton and Hales fold. He is foreign. I do apologise, we can't do subtitles on the podcast, but he is our very own Welsh wizard, Matt Lawrenson. Good evening, Matt. How are you?
Hi, sir. You all right, mate?
Yeah, I'm very well. Thanks for joining me on the podcast. I know we've been threatening to get you on the podcast for a while, and it's been sort of fairly varied. As we discussed in the preamble, I wasn't sure what angle to take today's podcast. So, thanks for coming on. And first and foremost, are you excited for the impending season?
Yeah, can't be more excited, to be honest. Yeah, from these new signings we've managed to grab, which I didn't know a lot about, but from what I've heard, they're going to be good players. This new professional, hopefully, fingers crossed, will do the job. From looking at the side we've got this year, I think we've got to be looking at winning the league and promotion at least. Yeah.
Okay, ballsy. I like that one. I like that. I like that to start with. Good. Okay. Well, I don't think we're done in the transfer window. I can't really say too much about it, but we're 2 days to go. I don't think we're done yet. So hold your horses on that one. So I think we might pull something else out of the bag. Which should be good as well. So, In terms of, first and foremost, I'm being the highest of professional at this point. Given the rugby results at the weekend, you're lucky you're on the podcast at all. So, yeah. Kind of keep that one, keep going. On that, tongue in cheek, we've decided to go down the route of calling today's podcast Beyond the Valleys, because part and parcel of where you were looking to take yourself was really was sort of stepping out of your comfort zone and sort of testing yourself, really. So, as obviously the standard format, we'll split the podcast into four parts. So, in part one, what I wanted to try and discuss with you was really you seem like you're from, you don't mind me saying so, you're an absolute badger when it comes to cricket. You love it through and through.
Always have done.
Where does that come from? How, when did you start? How old were you?
To be fair, I was brought up playing cricket because I played in three generations of Lawrensons in the same family. My younger brother now plays, he's 19, still plays, with dad, and then obviously his dad, my granddad. And I've always loved watching cricket, always wanted to be out with the bat and ball when I was younger. Managed to play my first men's game when I was about 9 or 10 for Overton, and just lifted off since then. I've just loved the game. And this last year, I just thought with graduating uni and getting old enough to really just make the executive decision, I guess, just to make the step up.
Yeah, good. That's what you want, really. I mean, while we're on that, obviously, from a family thing, obviously, you spend a lot of time on the field, and cricket on and off the field takes a lot of time, but at the same time a lot of passion. What is it about cricket you think that has sort of got your family ingrained in it? Obviously what draws the family to the sport, and which bits do and don't?
I don't know, really. It's just like I said with my granddad, he played at a fantastic standard. He got into one of the minor counties team when he was captain of Shropshire. Had the joys of playing with likes of someone like Clive Lloyd, and he did actually play against Viv Richards when he played in the Lancashire League. And it was just, we've just been brought up with cricket in our blood, really. And it's just, everyone thinks, the mainstream, it's all football, and then everyone says cricket's boring, whatever. But at the end of the day, it's a fantastic day with it. And now with a load of lads who are similar age to me, I think that's what's helped me make the decision that I wanted to stay on and just keep giving myself the challenge at Norton, really.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of that, obviously, Overton, I don't know the club myself. I only know the bits that you told me, and as a club, what, how would you describe Overton? What good things? Because it must be a good place for your family to be involved for so long. What makes it such a good club?
It's similar to the village wise. It's probably similar to Norton within just one big community. Just everyone almost knows each other, things like that. And it's just the normal quiet village cricket club, just welcoming new players. And really, when we managed to get a few younger players before I went, and because within the years it's been the same players with older players, 40s, 50s, and getting on, things like that. So at the end of the day, it was just all one big community. It was almost like a family friendly club, and not almost like, right, we go out to win every game. And obviously the competitiveness was still there, but not as much as, say, I have with Norton now, because it's more competitive league. Everyone's as good as each other, maybe better, to be honest, in some aspects. So yeah, I think from that perspective, I think with Overton, it's just a great place. I've lived here for 24 years now, and living here has been great. And obviously playing cricket for the representing, I know it sounds funny, but representing a village and a community as a cricket club is a good honour, really.
It is, and I think that's the big thing. That's a good attitude to take, because, you know, playing cricket and representing not just yourself but your teammates, your family, that sort of stuff, it does come with a bit of pride, and obviously the relative responsibilities that come with that as well. So fair play to you. It's a good way to look at it. On the point of obviously that, I think I know the answer to this, but am I right in saying your link to Norton came through my brother Chris? Were you at uni with him? And
yeah, it was just really with, he was pestering me, and I'd had offers from other clubs, i.e. in the Shropshire League, so Whitchurch, Oswestry, Astmere and Ellesmere, and just it was just on the off chance, really, I'd be playing for uni, and Chris said, oh, just come down and give it a go. And I ummed and ahed about it, put it off for a bit, and then halfway through the season I just thought, I've just got to take the chance, and if I don't like it, I don't like it, if I do, well, fantastic. And that was it, really, yeah, with Chris. And then I vaguely knew Jack Furnival through stuff with Richards and stuff, but yeah, that was it, really. It just went off from there. Yeah.
Good. Okay. And obviously, looking back, is your assessment of the season then? Like, I know I've had a few chats with you about this sort of unofficially. How did you feel that your last season went? What were the good points? What were the not so good points? And your sort of regrets?
Probably not so regret. Well, regrets, yeah, there was actually. When I was going out to bat, and obviously you could tell, and probably a lot of the team who would listen to this could tell as well, that I was just went into my shell a bit. And if you would have seen me batting for Overton, I was just like free-flowing and would just try and hit, well, not try and hit everything, but just go out there and just have fun. And that was the biggest thing, just not backing myself. And I'm not one to be overconfident myself and things like that. With the other sports I play, I obviously do want to do the best I can, but confidence does play a big part with me, and I'm sure it does with a lot of people with any sport they play. But that was kind of the bad point from the batting performance and things like that. But with these nets and coaching, and it's a lot of it, I know it's all in your head, it's all backing yourself. And bowling, I think bowling things are the same. I didn't bowl a lot last season, but I think hopefully everyone's realised that I can be something different when bowling. And then good points is just a great bunch of lads, really. Great place to play. Some great league to play in, to be honest. And I know there's a few people who say, oh, whatever about the Staffordshire League, but it is. You play it's nice grounds. You play it on some good pitches. And yeah, most of all with the lads I play with, to be honest, all the lot who are similar age to me and older, it's just great lads to play with. And it almost felt like when I joined Norton, I felt a lot of I've got to do well, I've got to hit the ground running. And everyone said, don't worry about it, you're not under no pressure, just go out there and enjoy yourself, which I think this year will be the selling point, I think, because I know what to expect now with regards to bowlers I'm going to be batting against, and then vice versa when bowling at people. So
I think the key thing there is, you know, there's a few cliches in there that it's all in your head and things like that, but that's a lot more prominent than people ever give itself credit, because, you know, although cricket's a team game, it's a very much an isolated game
where, yeah, you know, huge, yeah,
when you're batting and things like that, and it is difficult to get inside your own head, and like even the basic of skills, you can get a little bit doubt. And obviously, if you get a bit,
yeah,
if your brain gets a bit muddled and things like that, and you know, you can, you know, 22 yards seems like six, and the ball's,
yeah,
like
it's just
a squash ball, and it's difficult. And I think a lot of players, if you look around, not just a lot of players have first season jitters. You know, it's difficult. You're trying to find your feet. The pitch is a bit different. A whole range of different factors, really. And I think,
yeah,
you're quite right. I think looking forward for the season, I think the key thing is for anybody, really, not just yourself, is just take some pressure off. Do the basics well, and like I say, enjoy it. Yeah. You know, we've all got to go work on it Monday morning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Different thing. It should be there for you to express yourself. You know, play with a smile on your face, and mm-hmm. really look to sort of capitalise on the time that you've got in the middle. Because, yeah, you know, people laugh obviously as I'm getting a bit older. You start realising that you potentially could be a long time retired. So,
you might as well
play with a smile on your face and keep.
Yeah, enjoy it while you can, really.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those things that you just have to take in your stride, really, and just bear that in mind. So, in terms of one of the biggest things that I noticed that you were getting involved at Overton, and I know you've started to get involved in the club, was sort of like the juniors. What's your opinion on junior cricket at the moment? Obviously, All Stars is one of the ECB's main sort of frontline schemes,
yeah,
at the minute. How would you say junior cricket is compared to when you were growing up and started playing?
It's, from when I was growing up, it wasn't as big as it is now. Now it is possibly the most important thing in the sport, because I think without these juniors, and I know through Norton there is a lot of juniors, you think, a lot of young lads, maybe 14, 15, and you think, yeah, these lads will be playing in the first team in not many years. And it's just, it's not just grabbing the talent and going, oh yeah, we're going to have a player in a couple of years, but also it keeps the club going, because like I said, when I was younger, junior cricket was just on a Thursday night, go for a game of pairs cricket and that was it. But now, like you say, with All Stars, I've done my level 2 cricket coaching, so that helps a lot now as well. So I think it's one of them. I think without juniors, I don't think many cricket clubs would be where they are now. And I certainly think places like where I used to play, Overton, I think in the past few years it made such a big difference.
Well, yeah, definitely. I think, you know, especially the way club cricket's going at the minute, there's a lot of emphasis on, you know, making your first team, and you know, talks of it not being as loyal as it used to be, and I've got my own opinions on that, which I've documented previously. But I think you look at the clubs that are getting it right, juniors-wise, you know,
yeah,
Leisure Time is at a premium. Cricket's jazzy than it's ever been, obviously, with 2020 on all,
yeah,
four corners of the globe. And I think, you know, if clubs could create a nice atmosphere and make training as professional and dynamic as they can, you know,
mm-hmm,
hitting the ball further than ever, throwing it as fast as we can, and bowling it with some deal of X Factor, it's quite appealing to a lot of young people. You know, you've only got the
resurgence
of West Indies cricket, which, you know, it's sort of, I know it's the purists, mm-hmm, of the game don't like the way it's disguising, but you know, you've got to give the kids what they want, and this is a 10 yeah, second generation, and they want it.
Yeah, like I said, when I was younger, 15, 20 years ago, with T20 cricket, I know you mentioned it then, but just they got the emphasis on that nowadays. It's because back then it was just 50 over county, domestic and international, and that was it, really. A bit of Pro 40 like there was, but T20 now with the IPL, obviously the Big Bash, and then with loads of, like you said, four corners of the globe, it's going everywhere. And I think this year was massive with juniors, especially All Stars, with the Cricket World Cup year. because yeah, it's with things like this, when people are watching on the TV, not people but juniors from age 5 to 8, where we do the All Stars, and then an older, it's just such a massive, it's huge, absolutely huge for the game. Yeah,
brilliant. Okay, well, that kind of brings us into the end of part one. Thank you very much for listening. Tune in tomorrow for part two, where we talk about all things politics, cricket wise the whole English and Wales Cricket Board, which I know Matt will love talking about, given the fact he's Welsh through and through. But thank you for listening. Make sure you like, share, comment. Thanks for listening, and speak to you tomorrow. This is the Norton & Hales Cricket Club Podcast. So